My earliest recollections of fertiliser were, again, sort of late 40s, early 50s, and the majority of fertiliser was coming from organic fertiliser that was produced by the animals. And to intensify your production, to get more out of your soil, if you like, you needed huge amounts of organic matter, because it isn't very high in nutrients. And so crops were not normally getting the maximum amount of nutrition, and this wasn't really known by people in general. And soil testing came along in those times, and people were reluctant, I suppose, to spend money on having their soil analysed to find out what it needed. But there was use of phosphate and potash in a combination fertiliser, which in the early years, I remember, was actually combine drilled, as they call it. It was put down with the seed in the same seed furrow. And it did have a dramatic effect on improving yields, because the soils were deficient. And nitrogen was another thing which we weren't getting enough of. And my first recollections of that was it coming in almost solid lumps that had to be hit with the back of a spade to break them up to be able to get them to go through some sort of a spreading machine. The original nitrogen fertiliser would have been bird muck coming from South America. Then you'd have nitrochalk, which was a sort of nitrogen mixed with lime, ammonium nitrate mixed with lime. And that was never very, very good quality. But then during the 60s, they really started to make fertilizer as almost a precision product, so that you could actually spread it accurately, and people were more aware of it. We were actually encouraged to use it by the Ministry of Agriculture. There was a subsidy on nitrogen use, as there was on lime. So farmers were encouraged much more to look at the nutrition of their crops and fertilise them according to their need.